So I'm Alan Johnson, KU2Y, and I'm AMSAT's Vice President for Educational Relations. And the main project I work on is called the CubeSat Simulator Project. And the idea is that satellites are expensive, they're flying up in space where you can't see them and touch them. So we want to build a small functional model that's inexpensive to build, and you can hold it in your hand, you can show people, you can pass it around, and we build it so that it's fully functional. It's got a 3D plastic printed frame, it's got a Raspberry Pi computer, a Raspberry Pico microcontroller, it has working solar panels, rechargeable batteries, and it transmits real telemetry in the ham 70 centimeter band. So it's basically a fully functional satellite, except it would only last about 1 second in space. Because it's made of plastic and because it's not radiation hardened or temperature hardened or anything like that. So you can build them for a couple $100. We're starting to make kits available where the boards are fully assembled and tested, and all you need to do is plug them together and do a little bit of soldering. And we also have a program where educators, teachers, or people going into schools or doing demonstrations here in the U.S., they can borrow a loaner, which is basically a fully built simulator, a ground station, and instructions, and they can then borrow that for a month and do a public demo with it to spread the word about amateur radio and satellites.
Fantastic. Who's your target audience for this? It sounds like schools is probably the big one.
Yeah, schools, obviously hams, people like people into maker systems. You know, people like to 3D print and solder are definitely a target audience. And it's also good for just general STEM education. You know, you can teach about sensors, you can teach about radio, there's all kinds of things. So it really, really covers a wide range. They've been used in elementary schools, middle schools, high schools. I have my college students build them. I basically just give them a pile of parts and instructions, and after a month they build them and test them. So there's all different things you can do with it.
Awesome. And where can people go to find out more information?
Yeah, so I have a website, cubesatsim.org. You can also go to the AMSAT page and find links there. It's completely open source, so everything's on GitHub. So you can get your own circuit boards made with the Gerber files. AMSAT also sells the PCBs in quantities of one, basically. You can get your own made, but you have to get quantities of five or ten.